Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? This is your boy, Steady J. And, man, it is a beautiful Thursday, man, here in the good old Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And, dang, man, this is beautiful. This is going down. And today, it's not going to be any different as far as shows being great and whatnot. So, definitely glad to make it happen and do something, be blessed to live another day. So, big ups to that. So, what this is kind of keep you guys afloat what's going on as far as shows and whatnot. If you missed yesterday's show, definitely go check it out. That's when we reveal the big secret, which the big secret is that we have a new co-host starting next week, and that's my girl, Miss Urban Goddess. So y'all definitely go check out the interview, that get some background on her, and get ready for next week as we get ready to have her on the show. And today we got my boy, the legendary DJ Spinmo, in which this dude has done a lot of tremendous things. He's a DJ, a producer, and a recording engineer who is well known for his show, Wicked and Wild Style Wednesday, which is on Dallas-Fort Worth's KNON 89.3, and we'll be discussing Spinmo Records, how he is taking the idea from the radio show and shaped it into a weekly nightlife event that has been going on for about a whole year now, a very successful event, and also talk about how he has played a big part in the Dallas music scene being shaped and whatnot. So, yeah, a lot to chop up with him. And this basically, you know, this is a dude, I peeped a lot of his stuff. You know, I went to those Wicked Wild Style Wednesdays quite a bit, over and over and over and over. And actually, you know, he does a very good job. His technique when it comes to DJing is so incredible. And that's his love for still using turntables and incorporating it with today's technology is like crazy. And like this dude, man, he just does a whole lot of great stuff, and I'm very grateful to have him on the show. And there's some of the background story that he told me about when I was chopping up with him one day, and he told me his background story, and I'm telling y'all, man, it's like it'll blow you the heck away. So what we're going to do before we bring him on and whatnot, we're going to go ahead and go to this track. Played it yesterday, but I love it. It's very soothing and whatnot. This is Purple Skies. And we'll be right back on Life After Dust Live with your boy, Steady J.
Hey, 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 hey going on as I proceed to get my smoke on. I've been hustling all day, time to Al Capone. Kick back, grab, sack, and get my choke on. I feel just like in my A-ball dirty zone. That's my cousin Wookie in a dive home. Yeah, that's nice, Philly. Yeah, that's the LA. I'm a box strong, ready. Hey, smoking on that, get it, let's ride. Let's smoke, take a toast, coma toast, man, burn it to the bone, baby.
Purple Skies, which, man, is a track that is pretty heavy and high. I love it. Big ups to Paramedic X of Cancer, chat room. Big ups to my girl. Man, she's like one of the most consistent people that come in the live chat room. That's my girl, Miss Lady Drea, one of the hottest, and I mean that not just in work, but also in looks too. One of the hottest graphic designers out in the game. So big ups to her. And that is definitely what's up. And so is my boy DJ Spinmo. All right, so let me go ahead and catch you guys up on what's all coming up next week while we're doing that. All right, so next week is just going to be another crazy week. It's just wild. So, of course, like I said, we'll have my girl Urban Goddess on the show starting next week. And then on Monday we're going to have, as far as her being on her first show, we'll have Max and Millie, which they are a group that's here in Dallas Fort Worth area, Denton specifically, and they're doing a lot of big things. And actually, I will be DJing their the video shoot on this Saturday. So y'all definitely come to that. Be if you're definitely in the area, come be a part of it, because if you miss the All Black Bash, which is my birthday party, which is packed and live, you don't want to miss this, because y'all know when I'm in the building, I do not play on them ones and twos or hosting zine. So make sure you definitely in the building. All right, then Tuesday we got our famous Hot After Dusk, and that's when we go in with the hot news and the hotness. So find out who's hot or who's not. So definitely come through. And then we have on Wednesday, we have the lovely number one internet vixen, my girl Cubana Lester, be on the show, and we'll be chopping up with her. A lot of people, be a lot of crazy guys gonna be in there. And then, of course, on Thursday, we're going to have my boy AV, which I'm very blessed to have my boy AV just doing a lot of the great things he's been doing as far as on the air and off the air. So big ups to him. We got a horror quest in the building now. Shout out to horror quest and jump into the chat room. We appreciate you. And, man, trying to think, then the next week is still like kind of up in the air a lot. We got lots of, we're still locking down. Oh, definitely, I know. Okay, Monday, that following Monday, we're gonna have Hot After Dusk. Y'all be back to our regular Hot After Dusk Mondays. Then we'll, on that Tuesday, we're gonna do another hot show, and that's gonna be the Happy Sixgiving show. Because of course, shout out to our past guest, Turquoise G, that came on the show. We chopped it up with them as far as, you know, they started this big holiday called Happy Sixgiving, and it is bananas. A lot of you have been tripping off of it, and they got a video to go with it and everything. So it's very high. Me personally, you know, I definitely have no problem with that holiday. Some people, there's always some people that go, oh, why you got to start a holiday like that? So, you know, it's pretty crunk, man. You know, some of us like to get it in, so it's a fun day to get it in. So we'll be talking on that show. We'll be having, we're gonna go into the other realm of things, and that's the other realm that's that don't talk that some people can't handle. We're gonna be talking about a lot of that stuff on that Tuesday, and that's actually her birthday. That's actually Urban Goddess's birthday too. So big ups to her. That definitely comes show us some love. Then, yeah, Wednesday is still, it's still up in the air. We're still working on someone, a possible person might be on there. And then Big Rome will be on there that Thursday. So that's everything going up for our next 2 weeks on Life at the Dust Live. And it's big up to everyone. And we're going to put another track on for here in a second. You know what? I'm feeling in the mood for, let's play my boy AV here in a moment. And also a reminder, if you aren't on the Dust Spot, go to the Dust Spot at duskspot.com. Sign up. It's free. It supports other people. Why not come join it? So there you go. Straight up in your face. And chat room, I know you had something disappear. Y'all give me a moment. I'm doing like 10 million things at once. You're looking at Twitter, Facebook, chat rooms in the switchboard once a time, like, oh my god. Okay, so let me go to AV. And I mean, this, y'all know, man, y'all ain't figured that out by now. It's like one of my favorite tracks by him. And he's actually, and by the way, I forgot too, to make sure I throw this out there too, he'll be performing over at the Wrench tomorrow. So y'all definitely come kick with us. We're going to be doing the big one, boy AV. And got to glad to support the dude doing a lot of big things. All right, so let me upload this real quick. All right. And let me open the chat room back up. I don't know if you were freaking out, wondering what the heck I went. And let me see, let me go check on DJ Spimo in a moment, too. So, y'all hang on. What are we doing? Not yet.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Seti J.
Okay, I love it when they do this. Processing audio takes all day. Okay, loud talk. Let's refresh y'all behinds. Chat room disappearing again one more good time. Okay. Yeah, reading to us though too. And far as anyone, as far as like, let me know what you think about my boy Kevin Hart's movie. I'm gonna try to see it this weekend. It's gonna be a crazy weekend. So I can't promise on something I'm gonna see it, but definitely check it out. It's called Laugh at My Pain. Check out that movie and let me know what you think about it. All right, here we go. AV, lift it. Right back.
Yeah.
Get lifted.
What I do, man?
Get lifted.
About 9 o'clock in the morning, man.
Get lifted.
I still ain't been asleep, man. Well, I got a light in my right hand, though, so I guess you know what time it is. Yeah, coming live from the struggle, but still so many blessings keep coming. I ain't mad, just appreciate them. I get lefted and appreciate them. You should do the same, take a blunt, roll it up, and let's start with ourselves. To ourselves, we gotta act like we the best, but only me, I'm not acting, I'm a factor, they fear when they look at me, I know why, cause I'm the truth, man, I'm the truth, man, a lot of people so scared to the truth, man, so let the truth begin, the government is hell, they don't wanna see us win, so the hell with them, I hope they all burn in hell, again and again, light a blunt up in a blaze, and let's get lifted, nigga, float away,
get lifted.
I'm just starting, I'm just warming up. You know, not too many metaphors and similes, I don't do all this shit, man, when I'm off the head, you know? Chicago, teens where you let bygones be bygones. How many daring in hours must we see? Don't you see we all gonna be deceased if we keep killing each other every week? Shit, this man is fucked up, and ain't nobody trying to help us. Nah, man, getting lifted, appreciating life, man, I'm so glad to be alive. My granny just turned 71. It's an amazing feat, so proud to see, and she, so proud of me. KV got its own companies in this growth. Just out of town, I'ma be the greatest daddy that they ever seen. Me and baby mama, we gon' keep it clean. I'm just feeling myself right now, y'all. Got me so high, but I'm even more high off of life. And next pills is a good feeling, but just to know that I'm alive is a better feeling. Baby, in ICU, nigga, I see you trying to keep me down. But ever you can't do that now, no, cause I got God in my life. He got me lifted in the sky, in the heavens. I'm hell bent when I'm living on these. Fuck boys, don't make me have to f*** you up, fuck boys. Shit, but God's us doing good. And ASAC, he done moved out the hood. He playing for Detroit Tigers now. $1 million contracts, he getting paid now. Oh, shit. So, you gotta smoke that. Congratulations. So many blessings, man.
Just listen.
And I'm so thankful.
And you should be thankful too. Look around you. You ain't dead yet.
Amen to that. Yeah, you ain't, you're not dead yet, everyone. So be blessed about every day that you have, man. That's a real talk. All right, so I'm about to go to a phone line. I think that's my boy DJ Spinmo in the building. All right, is this my boy DJ Spinmo? Spinmo. Oh, what? Andrea's right there. Ha ha, yeah. A shout out to the chat room, too. Some chat room crazes going on, too. Yeah. I was talking to Andrea because those of y'all that's on BBM, too, y'all can definitely go on there and have a group called Famous Friends. It's basically derived from this chat room that I started. And my boy Joey started on Tiny Cat, and it's called Famous Holics. And so I decided to start a BVM group called Famous Friends. And so it just kind of plays off at night. It doesn't mean like you got to go in there, you're going to see celebrities. But in the end of the day, everyone is a celebrity. It's just how you're a celebrity in what you do. So that's what it all means. So big ups to that. All right, see what's going on right now on this phone line, because it's acting crazy. Sometimes. Hold up. Try again. All right, DJ Spinmo, you in the building? All right. Hold on, let me try this and then try bringing it back in. All right, Blog Talk being crazy today. Let's try this. Hang it up. And get lifted. There we go. It should be him now. All right, let's try this again. This is my boy DJ Spinmo.
What's good with you, City J?
There we go. Blah, I'm trying to be one making you slap y'all outside his face.
Oh, man. What's up, man? Hey, what's good with you, man? I'm glad to be blessed in the land of the living, man. And I'm still spinning these records backwards and forwards as the world keeps spinning. You feel me?
Yes, sir. A lot of people take life for granted, man. Every day you should be blessed for every day that you have.
Hey, I was told, man, they say sleep is the twin brother of death. So you know what? While we're in the land of living, man, we should be getting it every way we can, bro. I ain't saying go out there and be no criminal now, y'all. But I'm just saying, you should get it. You know what I mean? I gotta remember I'm on the radio.
Right, and a lot of people don't realize, man, like, some people just sit around and they don't try to go after their dreams, and it kills me, man. Like, I ask some people what their goals are, what they want to do with their life, and they can't give me a straight answer. I'm like, how do you not know that, man? Like, at least
right.
You don't know exactly, have a general idea.
Right, man. I mean, you know what, because... You know, if you don't have any goals, man, truthfully, you're barely existing. That's what we're doing. You know, if you don't have any goals, because, you know, right now we should be goal orientated, man. I mean, all young adults, I'm speaking to all young adults. Have a goal, have some dreams, have some aspirations. Share those attributes with your fellow colleagues and peers and whatnot. Because, hey, you know what? Each one teach one. Iron sharpen iron. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. But, man, one of the big reasons definitely brought you onto the show because, man, you had, like, I mean, your story, man. I remember they had that talk, and you were just chopping up with me about some of the stuff you did. And, I mean, it's like a roller coaster of stuff, man. Like, you've done so much, and really, at the end of the day, as far as when it comes to people trying to say, okay, who deserves some be paid homage to in this industry, as far as in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you should be one of the people that should be named. And definitely kind of give everybody a background, like how you even got started into the industry and whatnot.
My pleasure. Sadie J, I really appreciate you, man. DJ Spin, I came into the character DJ Spin, and I don't want to reveal my age, Sadie. You put me right on the spot. But I came on the scenes about 1984, and I caught the evolution of hip-hop. And about 1988, I got in the studio for the first time, and then right after that, around about 91, I recorded my first professional recording. Let's back up. By 1989, I was on the Wicked and Wild Style Wednesday Night Show with my boy DJ Curly on KNON 89.3 FM. And then I went from there to the Funky Fresh Freaky Friday Show with Nicky Jones. And then I followed him when he went to K104. Right after that, the legendary group of Dallas, Texas, Nemesis, the lead singer, Azeem, they contract went out or whatnot, and he did a solo project, and I made it on his album called Four Deep on the Solo Creep. And still to this day, from my nick of the woods, I'm the only one that ever touched Rap City on BET. And we did a video called Bounce to This. And then later on, I went up and migrated with the hood star, Cottonmouth. And I did a joint with him. So, yeah, and then I've done shows with UGK, Warren G, Twins, the Twins. Been in the studio with a lot of different people, man, and did shows with a lot of different people. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And so from all of that, basically molded me into a DJ, producer, / recording engineer.
And that's a crazy thing. Like, you worked with all these people, you're doing all these crafts, and it sounds like to me like what you're basically saying is how important it is to network with people.
Yes, definitely. Man, you know, networking and keeping a good rapport with your fellow colleagues and your peers and whatnot is very important. That's the blueprint, matter of fact. You know, and I've always been told contracts are for honest people. And when you do a contract with somebody, be it verbal or written, I mean, you got to hold up to your word. And then when your word is good, your rapport goes a long way. And so, yes, I mean, networking is a definite thing, man.
No, definitely. And I'm trying to think when I first came, because then you, one of the things you did too is you brought Wicked Wild Style Wednesdays, you turned that into basically a weekly event. And you've been going on for about 19 months, I want to say now?
Absolutely.
And, like, how did you actually come about doing that? Because, I mean, there's people just staying consistent in an event for that long and, you know, still being successful at it. Like, how did you actually come about doing that, and how do you keep yourself being so successful?
Well, without going into a whole lot of cliches, but I tell you the truth, man. One of the ways I've done that was, in order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower. And I followed the right people. I watched the right people. I've always wanted to know what made this guy's show rock versus this guy. And I've seen from the equipment, from the professionalism about toward putting the show together, how to look, how to act, how to treat your crowd. And believe it or not, that's it. It's the people. It's going back to networking and being a good person, man. When people may not be psychologists ever in their life, and they may not be psychiatrists ever in their life, but one thing people do know is how to be people. They know how to be human. And so when you're transparent with people, man, over the years, believe it or not, your reward might not come in a gold plaque or some standing ovation ceremony or whatnot like that, but the people, in your market, your people on the streets, at your venues, they'll come back and tell you, man, like, Spin, man, you did a great job tonight, man. And that's my reward, you know. And I didn't stop there, but it just feels good to hear when the people say, hey, man, you're doing your thing, man. Like yourself said it, Jay, man, I appreciate you for reaching out to me on your radio show, man, because, again, it just shows that when you do something good, where the people is going to feel it. And that's what it's all about. You say it, I play it. It's about you. It's about the listener. It's about the person out there that's wanting to hear something different without hearing all the mumbo jumbo, you know, this, that, and the third. They want to be able to hear something and enjoy themselves. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's the thing is, like, and everybody that comes to the show is like, it's just tremendous because y'all have these different stories, and at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like at the end of the day, I can take a big storybook, and none of y'all would it be the same person. It's all different backgrounds. Y'all just have your own different mindsets of how y'all became so successful in y'all grind. So it's definitely good to know to have people like yourself come through the show and continue to help it be successful.
Right. It was just like, I just listened to you playing my boy AV, Live from the Struggle. And a lot of people right now is already overly criticizing the album. And I hate that, you know, but sometimes bad negativity can also help your marketing too. But I feel so good just to hear that come over the airways, man, when you were trying to get to the phone line. I was hearing you having a little trouble getting to the phone line. And I was
wow. Before he did the album release party, that first album release party at Wicked Wild Style Wednesday, he sent me a track, and I was like, okay, send me a track. I played it literally the day before because at the end of the day, I know when I hear good music, there's no freaking way I can say no to good music.
Right, right. And you know, again, man, when I heard that coming over the airways, man, I'm like, wow, man. I'm glad it got in the hands of somebody that's going to take the torch and run with it, man, because it's a lot of good music. It's a lot of good artists out here. And there's a lot of people expressing on these recorded tracks. And there's a lot of people that's listening that feel the same way. And they want to hear something different. They want to know, is there somebody out there actually thinking a different way and trying to make a difference? And, I mean, that was beautiful, man. I just got to congratulate you on your show and your listeners that you have out there. And I thank them for just taking time out just to listen to it.
Right. And I mean, that's why, you know, this is, I love the track, and he's positive. And, you know, it's something about, man, like the people here that are from there that lived in Denton so long, you know, mingling with y'all, it's like y'all are a whole other creature. Like, a lot of y'all are loyal, and y'all are real. Like you said, being transparent. And I can pretty much say, like, most of the people I've came in contact with that have helped me get further and meet and vice versa, it's all been from then. I definitely appreciate this beautiful city.
Right. Man, and we appreciate you too, Seth, man. That's love, man. That's real love, man. Like, again, any inspiring artists out there, I don't care if you're painting. I don't care if you're making sculptures or whatever it is that you're doing, give it 100%. And if you give it 100% in appreciation, that's what you're going to reap that back. I think that's what we all looking for right now is appreciation. And I feel like the artists need to let the crowd know that they appreciate it. And the crowd need to be that team leader with them, you know, and push them to the next level, because you never know what's going to come out of a person. I mean, especially when they're doing this art. This art can make you or it can break you, one or two. And I would love for it to make people, because it's a beautiful thing when you can do an art and people feel it. That's a beautiful thing, man. And that's what I see when people come out and enjoy their Wicked and Wild Style Wednesday nights. I see that. Some people come up and tell me, hey, Spin, we coming for you. But I know also they come in because for some reason it frees them up. It frees them up from all their worries. When they hit that door, they know they're getting ready to have a good time, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly. And I mean, I like the fact that, you know, it's been fight-free. I mean, it is fight-free on top of that, too, man. It's like people, they leave all the BS behind outside the door and don't come in, and they know, all right, whatever, even if I have beef with this person, when I come in here and I'm about to enjoy this music, I know Spin Mode not going to have none of that. So I'm going to act accordingly while I'm around here in his presence. And that's a good look to be able to say, look and say that.
Man, it is a beautiful thing, man. And I'll tell you the truth, you know, we had a few people to come in and didn't know. But when they learned that, hey, this is this kind of atmosphere, they immediately said, man, look here. We won't let that happen no more. And man, that's just a beautiful thing to me, man, because, again, it's about the people. And Spin Mode always been a people person, man. And I tell you the truth, sometimes it's not going to cost you nothing to wave at somebody. It's not going to cost you nothing just to go up and have a conversation. It don't have to be about music. Just be a real person that's transparent. You know, if you can be transparent with people will look at you and be like, hey, man, something about that guy. Or it's all about that young lady. And right there alone, I know you can tell, our social life right here in America right now, especially in bigger cities, they caught it first. I mean, it's kind of sad the way it is right now, you know. And I'll tell you, I know the economy got a lot to do with that, a little stress and everything, but I tell you what would make it all better. If somebody would just say, just speak to somebody, smile at them. It doesn't mean anything. Just be nice and just talk to them. That's all people want sometimes, just to be talked to. No ulterior motive. And, you know, I tell you, that has taken me a long way, man, just to be able to be real with people, talk to them on different subject matters, you know, and just try to chop it up like that, man. That has taken me a long way.
All right, so I got a question for you. Like, as far as, I know you've been through a whole lot of them. What would you say is probably the craziest moment that's happened in your career that's, like, almost the most embarrassing?
Oh, my God. Man, the most embarrassing moment was I had the party rocking. And, man, and the amps blew out. And everybody looked at DJ Spin, and they knew. I couldn't say it was my fault. I don't know what it was. Maybe the house got too hot. I was rocking it or something. I don't know. But, man, let me tell you, at that moment, the speakers go out, and everybody turned to me like I'm the president. Like, okay, I don't know what to do, but I'm going to do something. And I came up with something, but it hurt the party a little bit. I got to apologize to them. But for some reason, I got it back up. But, yeah, that was one of the most embarrassing moments. Because, I mean, if you want me embarrassed, man, get me in a crowd and watch me fall flat on my face. That's just embarrassing. I mean, it's just terrible, man. It's terrible. But
yeah,
that's one of my moments right there.
And I think that's, if any DJ's period, like, yeah, because like you said, it's like, once you're in that situation, you're like, dang, the amps went out. Woo, how am I going to fix that problem? Because, you know, it's sometimes like if I'm going to get another, if like a flash drive decide to trip out and go, okay, I can go to my music on my computer. But stuff like that, it's like, oh, no.
actually, I'm actually being too radio right now. The other embarrassing thing is having a party and you have an angry girlfriend come up and just embarrass you in front of everybody. That's crazy.
I don't.
Oh man, I was so embarrassed, man. Right in front of about 300 people, man. How about that?
She came to the booth with it too, man. Did she come walking to the booth with it, or she was like yelling from afar?
Came right up on the stage, doctor. Came right up there and served me, man. I was like, what? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I had to deal with that one.
Yeah, that's one, I ain't gonna lie. That's one of the things I do, I always think about. It's like one of the things, like, dang. One of these days, something crazy is gonna happen, and someone's gonna walk up to me while I'm DJing, be do a bunch of hollering. I have that fear. So that's what's up, man. That man.
Yeah. That one right there, Jay. That one got me.
So as far as like the stuff you're doing now, man, kind of catches. How can we stay in touch with what DJ Stimo's got going on? And then, of course, everybody know where Wicked Wild Side Wednesdays are.
Okay, yeah. One of the ways y'all can get in contact with DJ Stimo is on the Facebook, DJ Stimo / Facebook, and also you can catch the Wicked and Wild Style Wednesday night show right there at 508 South Elm Street in Denton, Texas. It's located at Elm Street and Prairie Street. Right there, you can catch DJ Stimo on a weekly basis. It's going down. You say it, I play it.
Yeah, he ain't lying either. He will play it. I gotta say one of the funniest moments, and it was kind of recent too. When the one dude that came in there, I think he was Snoop Dogg, Uncle and whatnot, and it was crazy, you start playing like a whole lot of Snoop stuff. You was digging all in the creek.
Hey, you know what's funny with that story was that I had contacted Snoop that day, and me and Snoop was Facebook boxing. And I was like, wait a minute, Snoop, I play your music. All I'm asking, I asked Snoop to give me what it would require of me to get a drop from him. And then later on that night at the club, some dude come up and say, yeah, man, I'm Snoop's uncle. I'm like, what? That was crazy.
That was crazy. Then you start digging all in there. You like, so much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard for Snoop,
Snoop is sending goons down there to give me or something. I don't know.
No, I was just kidding.
But at the same time, I didn't know what to think of that. I thought that was crazy. That was another crazy moment.
That was a crazy moment. I remember personally. I was like, what the heck?
Snoop Dogg
threw me for a loop. I was like, maybe I was drinking too much. No, that was his uncle, for real. But once again, man, thank you for coming to the show, man. I appreciate you. And, you know, I definitely will be at Wicked and Wild Star Wednesdays next week.
Already. I appreciate you, man. I just want to give a quick shout out to my man AV, live from the struggle. He's doing this thing. I want to shout out to the Dream Team, Buck, J. Woe, and my man.